Australian scientists claim to have made a significant breakthrough in the treatment and detection of multiple sclerosis. New software has been shown to assist doctors in spotting lesions on the brain. The technology has already detected new brain lesions in 25% of patients who had been classified as stable. If successful, doctors say it could lead to a much earlier detection of brain tumours and a myriad of other brain diseases. David Taylor reports.
There's no cure for multiple sclerosis. James Zara has been suffering from the disease for 7 years.
Woke up one morning, I lost the use of the left side of my face, and my eyesight in my left eye had diminished by about 90%. Took obviously a few tests and scans and so on and so forth, but by about a week later we had finally determined what the problem was, and here we are now. It was MS.
In your early 20s, that must have been quite scary to wake up to that.
It wasn't as much as a shock as you'd think, just hence the reason I was young and didn't really know anything about it. The people around me were a lot more scared than I was.
James has been on a number of different drugs over the years, describing much of his treatment as trial and error. He just completed his latest round of intravenous drug therapy and says he won't need to go back for any more treatment for another 6 months. Finding the right treatment for MS patients is crucial. Part of the process involves doctors noticing tiny new lesions in the brain. It requires a painstaking look through hundreds of scans, comparing old images with new images, looking for changes.
It's similar to having a couple of Dalmatians running around and trying to spot whether one of them has an extra dot or not.
Dr. Frank Gaylard is a director of research at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. He says scientists at the hospital have developed an Australian-first software that can detect minute changes in the brain in patients with MS. He says neurologists are ecstatic about the new technology.
So instead of having to look at 200 lesions and identify one that might be new, your attention is drawn to the one that wasn't present before. Now, because there are changes in physiology and position and how the scan's obtained, there are also areas that show up that aren't real. And so the job of the radiologist, instead of being one of trying to identify the lesion, is one of, once your attention is drawn to an area that is potentially new, to use our normal clinical skills in assessing whether that lesion is actually a demyelinating lesion or caused by something else.
So you're effectively, rather than looking for a needle in a haystack, you're looking for a rather large twig in a haystack.
Much more like a tree trunk, yeah.
Importantly, the new technology can tell doctors whether a treatment is working or not, long before symptoms associated with an inappropriate drug start to appear. MS sufferer James Zara again.
If the machine can do what they claim it does, then fortunately for us, they can treat us appropriately. If something is early detected, they can jump on it faster before it does affect us. Any disease, to know what's going to happen before it actually happens is gives us all a head start.
Indeed, doctors say the software also presents an opportunity to spot brain tumours that might otherwise go undetected. The technology is now being used in live scans to provide information to neurologists on the treatment of their patients.
David Taylor reporting.